Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope to see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting. Your face may never show.
AV Church Gospel Radio Show, where we come praise the Lord, the Lord is so worthy to be praised. We will be listening to gospel music from the 2010s. Yes. That last decade where some real music, more decades, updated versions of gospel. Amen. We'll hear scripture, prayer, and then 2010 will start. We'll start scripture, Matthew 20th chapter, 17th through 23rd verse. Matthew 20th chapter, 3rd verse. And it reads, and Jesus, going up to Israel, took the 12 disciples apart in the way, and said, sorry about the disconnection. We'll start out our gospel music. temporary problem, just hold up. We'll have our gospel.
All over the room, open your mouth and worship. Put your hands and bless them in this
place. You deserve it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Oh, my hallelujah. Yes. If we can say, you deserve love.
But we want to speak to you today and tell you that
God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the path has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Hurt me.
Thank you.
you, Lord. We have our scriptures for today laid with joy. 1 Peter, though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him, and you are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Romans 15, chapter 13, verse. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. 2 John, first chapter 12, verse. I have much to write to you, but I do not want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to visit you and talk with you face to face so that our hope may be complete. Luke 15, chapter 7, verse. I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 59 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Last, Nehemiah chapter 10, verse. Nehemiah said, go enjoy food and sweet drinks and send some of those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Go and grieve. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. May God bless the reading of his word. And speaking of joy, let's give a smile like Kirk Frank.
Thank you. Yeah.
I tell you, God bless you and God keep you. And remember, as Jane Fortune says, I believe.
This keeps me going. Those days when I feel like giving up the fire.
Thank you.
Oh, and